أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. In the previous ayat we read about the Qibla, our Kaaba Sharif. And that was the Qibla of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. All the Anbiya faced towards the Kaaba Sharif. It was the Qibla, the direction for all the ibadat, namaz, etc. And Allah Ta'ala, as we have understood, made the Kaaba the dead center of the world. That is, it is right in the middle. It isn't on this side or on that side, right in the middle. So Allah Ta'ala explains in this ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Or isi tarah kya humne tumko ummat mu'tadil. In the same way as the Kaaba we made right in the center, it's not to the left, it's not to the right, we have made you also a very moderate ummat, right in the center also. That you haven't got, there's no ifrat and tafreet, no excessiveness either on the right or on the left. Like for example, the Jews went to the extreme that they disrespected the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In even today in their scriptures, the worst things are written, na'uzu billah, about the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They killed how many, made shaheed, so many Anbiya. They went to that extreme. The Christians went to the other extreme, that they made their Nabi, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, they regarded him as Allah. And they raised him to the position of Allah Ta'ala, that either he is Allah or he's part of Allah, etc. So the one side, they went right down and they disgraced and disrespected the Anbiya alayhimus salam. On the other side, they went so high above the limits and they made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and regarded him as Allah also. So Allah Ta'ala says this ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the very balanced ummat, very moderate ummat. Neither do we go in any excessiveness on either side. And the reason for this, that Allah has made this ummat, this balanced ummat, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ تَاكِ هُوْتُمْ كَوَاهْ لُوْغُوْ پَرْ, so that you could be a witness on people. With this moderateness and this justice which Allah has given. Justice is adalat, and adalat and justice and evidence is that in which a person does not exaggerate in anything when he's giving his evidence, and neither does he hide anything. He gives the evidence as it is supposed to be given. That is the very straightforward, the very middle path. Nothing he adds and nothing he subtracts. So Allah has made, put this ummah on that pedestal of being very fair and just, that they don't exaggerate in anything and they don't subtract and negate anything. They are perfectly in the middle. And this is in all aspects of for this ummah. At the beginning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so much engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala that he forced himself to stay awake and make long, long rakats of namaz, which are required, but not to that extent that you put so much burden, some strain and burden you put on yourself in ibadat, but not to that extent that you go over the limit. So Allah Ta'ala said, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We haven't revealed the Quran Sharif upon you so that you put yourself into this great difficulty and hardships. Consequently, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who went to the extent in ibadat also, putting a lot of stress upon themselves, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them that I eat also, I keep roza also, not just rozas all the time. I may sleep at night also, and I make ibadat also, not just ibadat all the time. So moderation is a very great quality of this ummah. Like for example, in the teachings of Isa alayhi salam in the Bible, if somebody slaps you on one side of your face, one cheek, then give him the other cheek. Now in the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is moderation and justice, that you treat every person equally and you don't humble yourself to that limit also. And you don't raise yourself and become haughty and proud also, like the Jews. So the middle path is the perfect path for this Ummah. On account of that, this Ummah will be able to give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask all the non-believers of before, that didn't any Nabi come to you, any warner, to warn you of your evil actions, that you disbelieve in Allah, you associate partners with Allah, you break the laws of Allah. They will take qasam and say, nobody came to us, nobody told us anything. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be called, that didn't you people deliver my message? I sent you people to deliver the message to the people. Didn't you people deliver it? They will say, we delivered it, and we delivered it fully and properly. These people are lying. That they are saying no messenger came to them. We did give the message to them and we gave them in full. Allah Ta'ala is Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada. Allah knows everything, but for Itmame Hujjah, to complete the proof of it, Allah will ask the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you say that you have delivered the message, who is your proof? From where do you get your proof? What is your evidence and what is your proof that you can substantiate that you did deliver the message? They will say the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Nabi, the Ummah will come because they have got that moderation. They do, in their evidence, they don't go to extremes. Either way, they are perfect witnesses and perfect people to give evidence. So they will give evidence that definitely the message was delivered to the people. Then those kuffar will object, but the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not present in our time. How can they give evidence? How is it possible when they were not present? Then they will say that we were not present, but our evidence is 100% perfect because our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam informed us. And his words are so true, more true than what we could see with our eyes. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's words are more true than what we hear with our ears. That evidence, and for evidence, a person doesn't have to be present at that place. He must have that conviction and that perfect evidence, perfect. True evidence he must be able to give. Nabi comes from the word Naba'un. And Naba'a, it means that those talks in which there is no doubt whatsoever, which is absolute. But unfortunately, very unfortunately, we doubt the words of our Nabi. Today we give preference to what scientists say, to what atheists say, what the government says, and what our Nabi told us, we haven't got that conviction. Whereas this very Ummah is meant to have the conviction on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with no buts and no ifs. Everything what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is 100% true. And on the day of Qiyamah, on that basis will this Ummah give evidence also. And they will say that our Nabi informed us, and what he told us is more truer than what we see with our eyes. Is more truer than what we hear with our ears. On that account, the evidence will be accepted. So Allah has made this Nabi Qiblatain, one of the very many wonderful qualities which Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah has made this Ummah, Ummatan Wasatan, the very moderate Ummah, the very central Ummah, the Ummah which sits perfectly on the pedestal of honor. Doesn't climb to the right nor to the left, but sits very, very perfectly and gives evidence also very perfectly without any exaggeration and without any deficiencies. So we should try and become Ummatis. That the qualities what a Ummati must be having must be within us. It mustn't be that we title ourselves we are Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we are living the lives of the Western way of life. modern way of life, the way of life of America and Europe, etc., what they cherish and what they flourish in, we also want to follow in that way. Now we must follow in the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us this great honor, and it's very important we realize this and bring it within our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.